Where you calling Dominique. In from this morning, Dominique?
I'm calling from Richmond. I got to give a shout-out to Richmond. They were excellent last night. And I also was in New Orleans. They put it down in New Orleans. Who that? What's going on, Jay? Welcome back, Jay.
What up, Dominique, baby?
Sure, so Jay the game on back. Jay, oh, man, Jay the game. It's amazing, amazing, amazing.
And, Dominique, this weekend is going to be in Milwaukee and in Cleveland on the 29th and 30th.
Dominique,
these rappers, mm-hmm. these crazy rappers. All right, you got Soulja Boy all on Instagram showing pictures of codeine.
Scissor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking about Lil Wayne and the overdose.
And then you got mad about it.
And then you got Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane at the club, and a soldier. Who just came
straight
back
from Afghanistan.
Just wants a picture, and Gucci Mane pops him in the head with a champagne bottle.
I'm trying to tell y'all, with Gucci Mane around, violence going down, Tom. It's something about Gucci Mane, and I think Gucci tried, but it's something rise up in him and say, this man looks like he can take this bottle, so I'm going to go head on with it. Gucci Mane, he can't help himself. If you got a problem in your family, don't call Gucci Mane, because he ain't going to just smack the person. He going to kill him. So if you want to go shake him up a little bit, Gucci Mane ain't your man. Gucci Mane need to go to jail. He need to be on MSNBC. He ain't ready for his society. He's not ready for society. Anytime you can't start fighting people, when he pushed the girl out the car, Tom.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he pushed the girl out the car. He beat a murder beast. He a criminal that don't even hardly go to jail. So you really got to stay away from him. He beat all his charges. Which means you call the police on him, Gucci Mane going to show up coming back doing that little ugly dance he do.
And Evelyn Lozada warns Chad Johnson, stop harassing me now.
I mean, I'll get hurt. After somebody bust your head wide open, I yelled and had to fix your life. You need to call law enforcement. You don't go back and forth with somebody that can already beat you up. That ain't how that's supposed. You're supposed to stay far away from him. If he tell you harassing you, you're supposed to say that's okay. He can harass me. But anytime a man tattoo your name on him, he ain't going away easy. You can forget about it. When a man tattoo your name on him, somebody about to basically take him down. Tell him he ain't going nowhere. You know, Chad Johnson got that white man complex. You know, white men don't know how to break up, and he caught all the way up in that. And you sitting up here, TMZ going to get her ass beat again. She better let stop talking to TMZ. They going to get her beat. You going back and forth. You think she thinks she's getting harassed now? Wait till he knock on the door. I'm saying for real, Evelyn need to call the police. This man beat you up 2 days after the wedding. You can't compromise with him.
You're right.
What are you talking about? He say you cheated. Okay, I cheated. Yeah, all right. He's right, I cheated. I'm sorry, baby. You got to go along with what he say to help him move on. Now, come and leave me alone. She don't look at no snap at all, do she? She don't look at none of that. Girl, it's a clown. I see Evelyn a clown. Sitting up here talking TMZ, he better leave me alone. This man disgruntled right now. He mad. He done cheated. He know it for sure now because the dude told him it's true. We ain't want to say nothing, but it's true. And he hit it right now. If she going back and forth with somebody that already gave you stitches in the forehead, she better lay low.
All right,
Dominique.
We'll talk to you on Wednesday.